So a lot of times I put myself through something to see if I can make it through. I tried it online. You know, I'd put myself in a situation to see if I could overcome or get through it, you know. And the only way you're going to make it is the body of Christ and Jesus himself. And you got to pay attention to your thoughts. You've got to pay attention to what you're going through. Why does this person cause you to think this way? Why is it this person's trying to take away your sleep? Why is this person cursing you out and you've done everything right? Why when you're trying to pull somebody into the spirit walk, to get them saved, to pull them into the spirit walk, why are they trying to curse you out and hate you and you're trying to get them saved? You're trying to help them. You want them healthy, wealthy, and wise. You're trying to help them rise up to the next level. But they curse you out because you don't go down with the ship. They're already down. You know somebody's down if they're drinking every day. They don't have any spiritual knowledge. They don't have any spiritual gunction. They don't have any strength because they gotta have to get their strength. They don't have any confidence. They don't have any courage because they gotta get their courage out of a bottle. They can't rise up. They can only vampire off of somebody strong. Wile E. Coyote can only chase and eat Roadrunner and get his strength, but he always fails. Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. Period. They have no strength. That's why they have to take a Valium or a Xanax or some kind of drug or some kind of whatever it is, because they're weak. The bottle makes them feel they got strength, and it's actually making it worse. If they would face off with their sin, go to God and face off with God directly, and he could restore them, they would have to renew their mind, renew their spirit, renew their stinking thinking, get new thinking, quit being manipulators. And so this master manipulator thing is off the roof. Usually if it's a female, I guess a male too, but I've only experienced females. So I'm sure the born again women have experienced the male. So the females, every female that I've ever met who was a master manipulator and could talk a good talk, they were whores. They were harlots. They were Jezebels. They were Delilahs. I've been around a lot of people. And I've been in hospitality. And the only ones that can talk a good talk and cover their lies are the prostitutes. I mean, but you still catch them. They think they're slick, but they're going to lie. Even when you sit back and you're just calm, you have a stoic mindset and you listen to them explain, well, you know, y'all shouldn't be doing this. Y'all need to leave. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it wasn't me. It was the person who was here before and they left. They can come up with a lie in a split second. And it sounds good, but you know it's a lie because you've seen it 1,000 times. But they can blame it on somebody else. They'll shift blame. They'll lie. And you know it's really bad when you get a call and they say, my boyfriend's dead. What? Yeah, my boyfriend's dead. Call the police. Call the ambulance. The ambulance comes up. The guy's dead. She's over there on her knees like she's crying, but she ain't really crying because she pretty much took him out. And so they do the police investigation, and she got him to kill himself pretty much because she got him to kill himself. But she got his stuff. She probably got his bank account. She probably got his credit card or his. But she got him to kill himself. You don't love me. You don't love me. You won't do these drugs with me. You won't do this. You won't do this. You won't isolate yourself. You won't be isolated so I can manipulate and control you. Let's go to this hotel. Let's have fun. We need to really just do it. do it right tonight. We need to love. We need to make up and do it, do love right, and come to the. Let's go to the hotel and let's do these drugs. And I'm gonna kill you, but you don't know that I'm gonna kill you. But I'm gonna put it on as love, but it's actually hate disguised as love. Don't think it ain't happening. I've seen it for 30 years. And they get on their phone with their little girlfriend or their other boyfriend or their pimp. And they get on the phone with their pimp and they say, yeah, he thinks that he's in love. And and you can actually, they actually are stupid enough to talk, be standing at the door and you're walking by and they're scheming all these schemes. They're going, well, yeah, we're going to take this person out and we're going to get their property and we're going to get their house and we're going to get all this. And so she tells her boyfriend, who says, I'm tired of all your drama and chaos, and I'm not going to be, well, come to the hotel. Let's make up. Let's have makeup love. Come to the hotel. Because I got this needle I'm going to poison you with or kill you with, this fentanyl or whatever it is, and I'm going to take you out because I want your stuff. Because deep down, I'm a murderer, a prostitute, and my handler or my pimp is going to make sure that I get out of this crime, because they work with the police department somewhere higher up. So it's all an orchestrated event. And so let's destabilize your mind, your soul, your spirit, your get you drunk, get you all this so you don't even know what's hitting you. Don't think it ain't happening. I know about situations I could never talk about. And I promise you, You think they're not going to attack the strong? They already defeated the weak. They defeated the weak. Easy. The weak don't know about subliminals. The weak don't know about... See, that's why the system wants you stuck on the music. As soon as you cut the music off, you see through the subliminals of the whole system. And don't think it ain't higher-ups doing it. It's across the board, from the low level to the high level. But they can only send a low-level harlot prostitute to try to mess you up. But she's got a pimp or a handler that she's dealing with that's higher than her. And you know it's true because you see it in the Bible. Delilah, you see it on the news. It's in the movies. These people have sold their soul to the devil because the love of money is the root of all evil. So they love money and greed, and they love money over a life. And so if they can do a human sacrifice, they rise up in their system. And usually they don't target a person until February and March. But when they start to target you early, they're trying to set you up as a human sacrifice. Seriously. And they got to work fast. If somebody's trying to steal your sleep and trying to work fast, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. They're trying to kill you. They're trying to do a human sacrifice. They're trying to vampire off of you. You don't think that's happening in the military? You don't think it's happening in government? You don't think it's happening in families? I had a sister in Christ, still have, and if I called her today, she would confirm it. Her dad was a Baptist preacher. He said, you got to be worth more alive than you are dead, because your own family will try to take you out. And especially if it's somebody who's a drunkard, a drinker, a drug head, a partier. And they've gotten by with stuff for a long time. They think they can just keep on going. Human trafficking, whatever they're doing. Whatever they're doing. And notice master manipulating is 1313. 1313 Mockingbird Lane. They mock you. If somebody's ever mocking you, red flag. Especially if somebody loves you and they're mocking you, that's a red flag. You would never mock somebody that you love. There's certain, you would never curse out and say bad curse words to somebody you love. You would just take it on the chin. If somebody hurt you, you wouldn't be cursing them out. That's a 13-13 Mockingbird Lane. What's the name of those shows? Remember those shows, the Addams Family and the other one, the Monsters, where they had this one person in the family who looked all clean. There was that one lady had the blonde hair and she looked perfect, and the rest of the family looked like monsters. So the monsters are vampiring off of the other person's blessings from God. But you're surrounded by monsters. Master manipulators can't survive unless they do a human sacrifice, whether it's literally, figuratively, financially, emotionally, spiritually, because they're dead in trespasses and sin, and they're all dead in trespasses and sin, and guess what else? They're in a death cult, and that's why everything they do is unhealthy, because they love death. They love death because they're walking dead. Master manipulators are going to keep playing the same game even after you escape. They're going to find somebody else, and it's pretty fast, within a week. And to be honest with you, they probably had it going on the whole time. They had it going on the whole time. They had it going on the whole time. Just watch about 50 episodes of Bounty Hunter D, and these are master liars. They will lie and make you convince. They will sell you a bridge to Hawaii, and you believe it. Well, we're going to build a bridge to Hawaii. You need to invest. Okay. They're such good talkers. That's all they know. Con artists, salesmen, higher-ups who think they can put on their nice suit and tie or their nice dress and get you to believe some image is not even real. It's all painted face. It's not real. It's painted face. It's all painted face. This fake is all get out. They're actually deep down, they're weak. The only reason, and they never work alone. The sad part is these people never work alone. And the sad part is because they don't work alone, they end up fighting each other and destroying each other. This is real, people. And it's going on all the time. And it might be your next door neighbor. It might be somebody across the street. And they're all sold out to playing these stupid games. They're all sold out to playing these mind games and these stupid games. It blows your mind. It blows your ever-living mind that these people think they're so slick that, see, when they attack a spiritual person, God gives you visions and He gives you parallels. And He gives you a fractal holographic view. When I'm under attack, God usually gives me a vision. And He gives me dreams. Because He's revealing the spiritual attack. And it happens every time.